Today we have the word power in three of the scripture lessons in the lectionary. Power. We hear that a lot. And we really contrast that with feeling powerless. Think about this. You're in your car. It's raining, or maybe it's winter time, and there's ice on the road, and you lose control of the car in a skid. Has that ever happened to you? Do you feel like a person of power in a situation like that? Or maybe you're dealing with government bureaucracy. Boy, that'll make you feel powerless, won't it? Or even better, an insurance company. Boy, they can make you feel like you have no power at all. See, there are all kinds of things in our lives that can make us feel powerless. And yet we have a God who, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, has called us to be people of power. Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus. He's talking about a church situation. He's talking about a good church that's done a lot. And you can't do that without power. And he's reminding them of that in this passage. He says, with eyes of an enlightened heart. The heart is the seat of our values, the very core of our character. With the eyes of an enlightened heart, he invites us to accept the immeasurable greatness of God's power. So in all of those times when we feel powerless, God is reminding us that he called us to be people with immeasurable power, because he has immeasurable power. That we can claim that if we have the eyes of our hearts focused on the power of Jesus Christ. Because he tells us this power is derived from the very fact that God raised Jesus from the dead. People are still, over 2,000 years later, debating about whether it's a possibility. You know, I think if it was an impossibility, I don't believe there'd be a group of people still celebrating something and calling themselves Christians. But you see, science can't really explain it. One of my favorite scientific explorations in the religious area is all the work that's gone into trying to validate the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin. And boy, you really get into some scientific hypotheses about how that image was placed on the cloth. And, you know, some say it was painted on there, it's a fraud, it's a sham to support this idea that anyone could actually be raised from the dead. And yet there are other scientists that talk about how an image like that would take an incredible, maybe even an immeasurable amount of power that could imprint an image on a burial cloth and yet not burn it up. You see, it's just hard for us to believe that that kind of power not only exists with God in Christ, but is offered to you and me. It's hard to believe that a God who has immeasurable power would share that kind of power with you and me. But I don't know about you, but when I'm facing those situations in my life that make me feel powerless, I want a little power. I want something to come in to that rapidly beating heart right after that skid or hydroplaning that I go through. I want God to make me feel like I'm really worth something after I've gotten off of the phone with an insurance company or a government bureaucrat. I want something in my life to make a difference in those situations. Maybe it's a relationship that I'd like to see changed. Maybe it's in my family. Maybe it's among my friends. Maybe it's among coworkers at work. Maybe it's among people even in the church. and I feel absolutely powerless to do anything about it because I can't really change people. I can influence them. I can encourage or discourage them. I can do all kinds of things that may have some kind of an effect on them, but ultimately, we all make the decisions about how we live our lives. And sometimes when those relationships aren't what we would like them to be, we can truly feel powerless. If you ever loved someone so much and been in a situation that was destructive, and even with all of that love, felt absolutely powerless, it's an awful feeling. But our God promises we can have power because Jesus was raised from the dead. He told his disciples before he left this world, gathered in that upper room after he appeared to them after his resurrection, and says, I want you to wait here in Jerusalem. And I love the words, especially on graduation Sunday, until you're clothed with power. Now, I know we've got one person here graduating who's old enough to probably understand this. There really is a sense of power when you put that on, isn't it? I hope some of you younger people feel that too. Instead of, oh, this is this thing we've got to go through, you know. I don't particularly like my school colors. Boy, their school colors are really neat. But when you put that robe on, it's a symbol of power. The power of knowledge, that you've reached that stage in your life. And there has to be some way to symbolize that. So we put a robe on a person, and we put a stole on a person, and we may put tassels, we may put hoods, all kinds of things in the academic world to say, this is our symbol that knowledge is power. A few weeks from now, there are going to be young men and women from across eastern North Carolina who are ordained to the United Methodist Ministry. And they will place a stole upon them as they wear their robes at the altar and are consecrated and ordained by a bishop. It's a time of power, also a time of great responsibility. Jesus said, I want you to wait right here. Wait here in the city. Don't scatter until you're clothed with power. And then in the book of Acts, which is the third reading for this particular Sunday, the first chapter, Jesus is there in Jerusalem, about to ascend into heaven. This is Ascension Sunday, where we remember that Jesus was taken up into heaven. And before he goes, he says, wait. Wait for the promise of the Father. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We may never have real power with bureaucracy, whether it's an insurance company or a government. We may never command power in a worldly sense. In terms of military, though some of you have been in positions of power and responsibility in the military, and you also know the grave responsibility that comes with that. We may not have great power in business or economics. But every one of us sitting here today can have great power through the Holy Spirit to accomplish amazing things in our personal life and then be a witness to the world. Now, Jesus told them over 2,000 years ago, wait in Jerusalem. But you know, if you look at the church today, I think we're still waiting. We're still waiting. Why? God's already offered us this great power. Are you truly a witness in the world? Are you even a witness to Jesus Christ in your own family, the people you know the best? Are you a witness in your neighborhood? Are you a witness for Jesus Christ at work or in the world? Well, we can't do that in our own power. I don't know, maybe some people can do it as, I wouldn't understand what the motivation would be, but you see, we need the Holy Spirit to give us that kind of power. And that same Holy Spirit will minister to us in times when we are powerless. What we've got to do, though, is pick it up and put it on. Like I put on this robe. Like these graduates have donned their robes. Like our choir has donned their robe. As a Christian, every day we ought to get up in the morning and put on the power of the Spirit. And experience life as people of power. Because this is God's promise to each of us. Don't you want to feel as if you're a person of power? God wants you to feel it. And God wants you to live it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we seek that immeasurable power that you offer to us. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you can overcome death through the resurrection, then you can overcome any problem that we face and give us the power to overcome our sense of powerlessness in situations. We need it. We want it. Help us. To wrap ourselves in the clothing of the Holy Spirit, that we might be bold witnesses of your love and your care and make a difference in this world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.